Coach Bob McKillop of the Wildcats joins me here at courtside. And, Coach, your initial observations of what happened tonight.
Well, they put us on our heels defensively the entire game. We couldn't get stops in the first half, and I thought we got great shots on the offensive end. We just didn't knock them down. We had look after look after look that we didn't knock down. And then we fought back and we fought back and we fought back. And I'm just thrilled with the way we fought back. But, boy, this is a tough one to take, John. This was a tough one to take, to fight back like that and not pull it away. We had 5 minutes to go. We had that four-point lead and just made some costly mistakes at that point. And then, again, we got back on our heels defensively, and credit them. And, you know, you look at the foul shooting, 17 of 18 for them and 6 for 9 for us. That's always been something that's been good for us, knocking down foul shots, getting fouled, and that's where the game was decided tonight.
Coach, you got that four-point lead and then had the turnover in the backcourt to tie the game. That kind of turned it back for them, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, we had made two straight great plays. I got ball to Peyton on a block, and he made a three-point play and a two-point play, and we just can't have mistakes like that at that point in the game. And, that was a very decisive part of the game right there with that four-point lead.
Peyton Aldridge, 18 points in the second half. It was some very good pick-and-roll plays for Davidson throughout the game, I thought.
Well, I thought they fed him the ball very well. 28 baskets, 18 assists. That's pretty darn good. But, when we get that number of open threes and we're making 25% of them, we just got to – and that's been our problem all year long. We've not made the threes at the percentage that we have historically made them and traditionally made them. And we got good, very good shooters. I've seen them in practice every day. We knock them down. And when we're not making them, if you look at our stats and the games we've lost, you look at the points at the three-point line, the percentages, that's the decisive factor in the game.
Coach Jenkins was 19 points for them in the second half. He was a load.
They went to him, and he's a terrific player. He's bothered us every year. He's been there. And I thought he got that pivotal offensive rebound and put back just when we needed that. And I think we're up by 2 points at that time. And then he scored that last three-point play that was pretty pivotal.
I thought when you went to the zone late in the first and the second half, for a couple of sequences, that sort of shifted the momentum to Davidson.
Well, it did, and we did that because number 5 was on the bench, and then he comes back in, and you can't play too many minutes of zone with him in the game.
Coach, we talked before the game, and obviously they have a superb rebounder in Marquise Moore. He got 11 tonight, but as far as the overall rebounding battle, what did you think?
Well, except for the, number 5 is a terrific offensive rebounder for a 6'5 wing. And, you know, he got a real pivotal one in the first half. Then he got a pivotal one in the second half when number 3 made a 3 out of it. So that's 5 points I recollect off of 5. And then I think number 31, Jenkins, also got a couple of offensive rebounds that we paid the price for. Second chance points, they beat us 11-3.
10 turnovers for Davidson in the game.
18 assists, 18 to 10, not bad, but, just that crunch time, that one here, full court, and we threw it out of bounds. I threw it to them coming up the court, and then when we crowded, they were crowded, the Peyton in the paint. Those were two big ones.
Coach, I know that you were happy with the offensive production again of Will McGarity, as 15.7 rebounds.
Yeah, Will is starting to emerge, and it's 3 straight games where he's played very well for us, and I'm just baffled right now, John, that we haven't shot the ball better and haven't been more efficient defensively, and for our team to lose games at Elk Arena, home court's a very, very difficult pill for us to swallow. And I know those guys are in the locker room, and they're really hurting. Emotionally, they were ready for the game. They practiced hard. They made an effort tonight that we could be very proud of. 12, 10, 5, and 6, that's not the way we normally play, and it's a tough pill for us to swallow.
One final question, Coach. You've been doing this a long time. When you got a team that you watch practice and you know they can shoot, but it doesn't translate into games. What, psychologically, what can you do about that?
Well, you just keep shooting and you just keep encouraging them. And I thought our bench really encouraged our guys to shoot the ball tonight. I think that was the message we delivered at halftime. It's the only thing we can do. We rehearse it. They deliver it in practice. And if they were taking bad shots, I'd have some questions. But we took great shots tonight, John.
Okay, Coach, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, John.
Coach Bob McKillop of the Wildcats talking about tonight's game won by George Mason by the score of 76-69.